and welcome to this week's episode of Matchup Maximizer, presented by Keeping Carlson. I'm your host, Jeremy Versillo, stepping in as the eBug emergency backup goalie, emergency backup podcaster for Elon Dubrovsky this week, who had a sick child and can't quite do this week's episode, so I'm going to step in. This episode is for Yahoo Week 7, I believe, of 2024. It will be from November 18th through 24th, and I'm going to preface this with, this is a crappy week for streaming. Like, only three teams play four games, and all but two teams play on Saturday, so even those four-game teams, you're only going to get three starts out of. I'll go through all three of them, and any off-night teams are only going to have the two off-nights, and actually, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday are all relatively light this week. Thursday is the busiest day other than Saturday, but at least in some of my teams, I can fit guys in, so don't entirely go on off-night schedule. Without further ado, let's take a look at some of these teams that have four games. First up, you've got the Utah Utahs. I almost called them the Arizona Coyotes, which would have been bad, but Utah plays Monday, Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. They do play some pretty good opponents or some pretty stingy defenses. They've got Washington in there, Boston, who traditionally is pretty good, but I guess hasn't been good this year, Toronto on Sunday, and the Saturday game, where you probably aren't even getting a streamer out of them, is against Pittsburgh, and that's the one game you'd want. But let's look at who's available from Utah. Most notably, I think their first-line center, apparently, is Nick Bjugstad, who's only 6% owned. Bjugstad was injured to start the season, and they haven't really found the right line combination since he came back. Barrett Hayton got bumped to the third line and off of power play one, so I'd actually kind of be out on Barrett Hayton this week, but obviously a lot can change. Those lines may be different for Monday's game, and then they've got a two-day break Tuesday, Wednesday before they play again Thursday, so lines could change again. But currently, Bjugstad's playing with Keller and Schmaltz, although he's not on a power play. And Alex Kerfoot, who is also like less than 10% owned, I think he was 8%. Alex Kerfoot is playing on power play one with the usual big guns that you won't be able to pick up. Alex Kerfoot, kind of a low-volume shooter, like never very exciting for me, but the good deployment could be helpful. You also may want to look at Matthias Michelli. I'm not sure how owned he is in Kakupful. I can quickly type that out and see. Matthias Michelli, I'm guessing he's a bit more owned, but he's like your score or bust type of player. Yeah, he's only 6% owned also, playing with Cooley and Genther. Yeah, he's one of those players that if he gets you a point, great. If he doesn't get you a point, it may just be a straight-up cardio session, which is one of my least favorite things to get from a streamer. And actually, yeah, okay, Logan Cooley is mostly owned. I wasn't sure if some people had been dropping him. So yeah, those are your options from Utah. Keeping in mind, though, that their opponents on the 3 days you would be able to get them in your lineup aren't very good, or are very good and may not give up a lot of goals. Also, make sure you check your Thursday schedule, because while you definitely won't be able to fit a streamer on Saturday, you will be able to fit a streamer. You may be able to fit a streamer on Thursday. Next up, the second team with four games, and actually my favorite team to stream from this week, is the San Jose Sharks. The Sharks play Monday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Saturday, so you get some early week games, especially if you can fit the player at the position on Thursday. And their opponents are Detroit, Dallas, St. Louis, and then Buffalo on the Saturday that you probably won't get. You may get some goals out of that. I'd be looking at Alex Wennberg is not particularly highly owned. Let me quickly check how owned in Kakupful he is. Apologies for the typing if you hear that. Alex Wennberg is only 10% owned. He's on power play one. Again, kind of like Michelli, one of those players that may get you no peripherals if he doesn't score, but a power play point and exposure to, I think he's playing with Toffoli at even strength right now, so exposure to one of those better players is good. Barclay Goodrow is also kind of interesting. I doubt he's like owned anywhere. He's been playing on the second line with Celebrini and Smith. Good for some hits. Yeah, he's 0% owned in the cupful. Kind of a long shot. I kind of doubt he holds that deployment for all three games. We've seen Ty Dellandrea there before. We've seen Toffoli up there. That's, I guess, a deeper league option. On defense, I'd be looking for Liljegren. That's the way he wants Timothy Liljegren. He wants the zhe pronounced now. He is one of the better defensemen to add, or Mario Ferraro, if you just want peripherals. Neither of those guys are highly owned. I actually added Ferraro in Tier 1 today, and like that's a league with 16 teams, so he's definitely available in places, maybe a low-ceiling play. I would be avoiding Jack Thompson. I'd be avoiding Jack Thompson because he's getting scratched today. I don't think he plays all four games. Same with Will Smith. Will Smith, they've been kind of cycling out when they can. I think Liljegren's the most interesting of the defensemen if he's available to you. He's only 25% cupful owned. He's been playing a decent amount on power play one and clearly is pretty well liked. The other thing I would consider doing with the Sharks, and I'm going to get into this at the end of the episode, on a week like this with crappy streaming schedules, you probably want to roster two goalies. I'm often a one-goalie player. I've often rostered three defensemen. Sometimes I even roster three defensemen and one goalie, which makes for some interesting streaming decisions. But in a week like this, especially by the time Saturday rolls around with 30 teams playing, you want to have a full roster, so you're going to want that fourth defenseman and that second goalie. San Jose's goalies have actually been pretty nice for fantasy this year. Both Blackwood and Vanecek are playing well. They're facing a lot of shots, so even if they don't get you a win, I think Vanecek had a game where he faced 42 shots and only gave up 3 goals. That's a pretty good result. I think that's 5 or so cupful points. I believe Blackwood would be in line to start Monday and Thursday, while Vanecek would get Wednesday and Sunday, assuming they continue alternating. I know Vanecek's starting today, Saturday, even though Blackwood's played extremely well lately. So I can't imagine they're going to give Vanecek 2 in a row unless he like puts up a 50-save shutout or something insane. And even then, they've got the game is coming up, so they may want to continue rotating. So I'd be looking at Mackenzie Blackwood, especially if you have a goalie slot Monday and Thursday, get 2 goalie starts before the week's half done, and then rotate him out for, you know, fill that defenseman slot. One thing I keep mentioning, there's 2 teams that don't play on Saturday. That would be Toronto and Anaheim. And I'm going to actually get to Anaheim a bit later. Toronto plays only 2 games, but it is Wednesday, Sunday. So maybe the Leafs are a team you could go for if you just want to get 2 off day games. Another thing with the Sharks, to really finish up on them, is the Sharks also play 4 games the following week, so you could kind of stretch it into a 2-week streamer. I've been doing a little bit of that lately in some of my leagues, especially when I'm running 2 defensemen in one league. I'm just looking for banger defensemen that play 8 games over 2 weeks. I am just about to drop Luke Shen and Jeremy Lauzon in a league because Nashville played 8 games over the last 2 weeks, and I got 8 crappy defenseman games, and now I'm going to rotate them out for some San Jose guys. San Jose plays a pretty standard Monday, Wednesday, Friday, Saturday the week after, but the other 2 teams who play 4 games this week, Utah and Edmonton, play 3 and 2 game weeks next week, respectively, so the Sharks are the only option to get that dual week streamer for the upcoming weeks. As I mentioned, the last team with a 4-game schedule this week is the Edmonton Oilers. They play Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday. That's also kind of nice if you can fit the Thursday game. You can get, you know, 3 starts in the first 4 days and then trade them out. Also decent, you can just get Monday, Tuesday, and then rotate. There's a couple teams, I think, one team maybe, Buffalo, plays Wednesday, Friday. So you can kind of go Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Friday, or you could do Edmonton into Vegas, go Monday, Tuesday, followed by a Wednesday, Thursday start. So Edmonton kind of front loads your games, lets you make informed decisions partway through the week, is part of why I like front loading games. The guys on Edmonton who caught my eye, Corey Perry is currently playing in the top six, although I'm kind of thinking that won't last. He's in Victor Arvidsson's spot. Arvidsson's been hurt, is sitting again today. I would be all over Arvidsson if it comes out that he's definitely playing. He's day-to-day right now. He'll be playing with Draisaitl and Podkolzin. He's 47% owned in Kakupfel, so probably a bit less likely you'll be able to add him. Podkolzin's the other guy I'm interested in, besides Arvidsson and Perry. Just getting any exposure to McDavid or Draisaitl is enough for me. Like, that's all you really want out of Edmonton. I'm also, you know, I'm not touching any of their other guys. Jeff Skinner's apparently on the fourth line now. Talk about someone we had high hopes for and who actually started the season really well. I think he was shooting close to four shots a game at one point and just falling off. I guess I still like the San Jose options better, especially Liljegren and Wennberg. Just get those longer-term streams in, especially in a league with less moves.
The quest for the Stanley Cup has begun. The puck's dropped on the 24-25 season. Get in on all the action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NHL. It's super easy for first-timers to get started. Try betting on something simple, like picking a team to win. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. You know me, I like looking at the futures. Let's take a look at the Stanley Cup odds here. Winnipeg Jets, at the time of recording this, they're the top team in the league, getting no respect from the odds makers. I'm seeing Florida, Edmonton, Carolina, Dallas, the Rangers, the Leafs, Colorado, Devils, all with better odds to win than the Jets. So if you disagree, that's something you can take a look at. And hey, if you're new to DraftKings, listen up. New customers bet $5 to get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code THPN. That's code THPN for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/ice.
Watching a hockey game live, enough said, right? It's the best. I love being able to like actually see the hit happens, and then you look at your app and you're like, your player and your fantasy team got the hit that you saw live. It's crazy. You gotta go live to experience it, and of course to go to hockey games, you need to buy tickets, and that's where our friends over at Game Time come in. Game Time has a new feature called Game Time Picks that makes getting tickets to see your favorite teams play live even easier. Game Time Picks filters out the fluff to show you only incredible deals on great seats so you don't have to waste time searching through thousands of tickets. I'm taking a look now. Let's say you're in Montreal. You want to see a Habs game. I'm looking at the Golden Knights against the Canadiens on November 23rd. That looks like it's going to be a fun game. Nick Suzuki against his drafting team. And you just get a really great view, I'm looking at it now, of like what your options are. Like cheapest ticket, $100, all in. You can see how that looks. Pretty good. Kind of far back. I'm sure every ticket is fine. But then, you know, if you want to spend $224, I'm seeing there's a like 100 section center ice. Looks incredible, right? So you got to check out the Game Time app. I really like the ability to see like how your seat is going to look when you're deciding which tickets you're going to buy. Also, if you're looking for a spur of the moment thing, Game Time has last minute deals on tickets right up to the start of the event and even an hour after it starts. They also have exclusive flash deals and sponsored deals on tickets for football, basketball, baseball, concerts, comedy, theater, and more. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time Picks. Download the Game Time app, create an account, and use code THPN for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code THPN for $20 off. Download Game Time today. What time is it? Game Time!
I love this time of year. You love this time of year. We love this time of year because Black Friday's coming up, right? It's a time to find some extra value that you might not find any other time of year. Although Raycon gets you premium audio every day of the year, but that doesn't mean they're not going to do anything a little extra for you on Black Friday or Cyber Monday. Far from it. They're actually doubling down on their amazing value by offering our listeners up to 30% site-wide. What? And that's like, this is crazy because their quality already rivals some of the biggest names in premium audio, and Raycon started just half the price as the other guys, and that's before you factor in their Black Friday offer of up to 30% site-wide, 32-hour battery life, multi-point connectivity. Raycon's everyday earbuds also come with active noise cancellation in all kinds of colors, including Jolly Rancher, watermelon? What? So now's the perfect time to scoop them up if you haven't already. And if you don't love them, they have a 30-day happiness guarantee, so you really can't lose. It's time to save big for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Go to buyraycon.com/THPN today to get up to 30% off site-wide. That's right, you'll get up to 30% off everything on Raycon's website when you go to buyraycon.com/THPN.
Now let's talk about a couple teams with three-game schedules that may be slightly interesting. I'm just going to run through these a bit faster. First one, I think, is the Anaheim Ducks. They actually may be the team I target first in some of my leagues. They play Monday, Tuesday, Friday, so you're guaranteed to get all three of their games. Actually, adding a Duck is exactly the same as adding a four-game streamer because it's very unlikely you will get four starts from a four-game streamer. While with the Ducks, you'll probably get three. Monday, Tuesday, and Friday are all extremely light days. I also like the opponents they have those days. Monday, they play Dallas. Tuesday, they play Chicago. And Friday, they play Buffalo. Chicago and Buffalo are great matchups if you're looking for a win or for some goals. And even Dallas, I was looking at the schedule. I think Jake Ottinger's started 5 or 6 in a row at this point. So there's a good chance they get a Wedgwood game on Monday, which opens up a bit more opportunity for scoring. Goalie-wise, I think it's Lucas Dochel's start next game, so he may get Monday, Friday, while Gibson will get Tuesday, assuming you ascribe to the theory that they're going to alternate, which I think they're going to. That would be my bet. On defense, I'd be looking at Olin Zellweger. He had, I believe, a 3-point game last time out. Has been on power play one for quite a while now. It's actually not received much coverage, but he kind of took that away from Lacombe and Minchikov and has been just rolling with it and getting some power play points on it. He's got 4 power play points in his last 8 games and has actually been shooting quite a bit. He's on a streak of 4 consecutive 2-shot games, which is decent for a defender, but he's also sprinkled in a 5 and a 6 in recent weeks. Hits and blocks enough to get you a couple points here and there. I definitely am interested in Olin Zellweger as a upside play that you can take for 3 games and then rotate out for a Saturday-Sunday defenseman or something. Although there's actually only one team that plays Saturday-Sunday, so even that gets a bit tricky. Like I said, just not a fun week for streaming strategies. Might be a good week to do some roster doctoring and pick up some inefficient streams that you think are long-term value. I don't know if I'm going to do that anywhere, but there may be some guys who get dropped that are worth re-adding. Zellweger, who I just talked about, was 53% owned. Their first line appears to be Leo Carlson, Alex Killorn, and Trevor Zegras. Carlson's only 63% owned. He's probably the most interesting of those. Zegras is 35% owned, and man, can he be frustrating both as a fantasy player and a real-life player, but the deployment's there. Could consider him. Alex Killorn is completely unowned. He's had a pretty bad season so far. I don't really see recent power play lines on game day tweets. Oh, there we go. Yeah, so Carlson and Zegras are at least on power play one with Vetrano and Terry. No Alex Killorn on power play one, so I definitely would lean there. Another option would be Cutter Gauthier has been shooting a bit more. He's kind of third line, second power play, though, so maybe a deeper league option. Again, these are the Ducks. You're kind of just picking up someone and hoping they score. Cutter Gauthier is only 37% owned, so it seems like some people may be like sneaking up on the Ducks and grabbing what they can, but yeah, there's some interesting options, maybe not some great ones. A couple other teams that you should take a look at. Dallas and Philly both play Monday and Wednesday, and then not again until Saturday. You could add one of the guys from there to get 2 games early. I know Dallas, especially with the trip over to Finland, had a very few games over the last couple weeks, so some of their guys have been dropped. I actually see Mason Marchment and Tyler Seguin available in a handful of leagues. They'd be some nice adds for 2 games and then readjust things midweek. Travis Sanheim's available in a few leagues. Jamie Benn in a few. If you're going like true streamer territory, Sean Couturier is only 29% owned, and he is centering the first line in Philly. I'm not sure if he's on the power play one. I think he was for a while at least. Not really seeing anyone else in Philly or Dallas that I'd really want to add. Again, I kind of am predicting a Scott Wedgwood start on Monday. I don't think he's worth streaming for that, given that it's only one start. I much prefer my goalie streams to be two starters, where you get like, you know, a Monday and then a Wednesday, Thursday back to back. Yeah, I guess Evgeny Dadonov's playing on the first line with Hinson Robertson, so maybe him. I'm assuming he's 0% owned. I have not checked. I'm typing that in as I can, but like, yeah, I can't imagine anyone owns Dadonov. I think Logan Stankoven probably is owned, so I would be surprised if you can get your hands on him. Yeah, Stankoven is entirely owned. Oh, one team in Cupful owns Evgeny Dadonov, 2% owned. I hope they benefited from his 2-goal game last game, because those are few and far between. Yeah, so that's a potential option. To recap, though, I think the big thing with next week is it's one of the weeks where you have to pivot from the 3D or the one goalie strategy. Pick up a goalie who's going to get you at least two starts if you only have one. Stream a 4-game defenseman, preferably from San Jose, if you're running short on defensemen, because that's where you can actually pick up ground while everyone else is only getting two additional games from their streamers or using the time to rejigger their roster in a better way. It's also going to be a very low scoring week next week because of the number of 2 and 3 game teams. Like, you're going to look at these final scores and be like, man, I've got 150 points on Saturday. I have no chance to win this. And then you'll look at it and look like 150 points, maybe like the top score in your league on a Saturday next week. I'm not kidding. I guess I'll recommend my favorite streamer of the week is Victor Arvidsson if he's healthy. Olin Zellweger on defense. Timothy Liljegren on defense. And Sharks goalies are kind of my favorite streamers of the week. Yeah, it's a slim pickings. It's one of those where if you saw someone from one of these teams get dropped today, you should probably put in a waiver claim. And like, I think not to blow up my spot here, but William Eklund got dropped from San Jose in Tier 1. And I'm like, oh, I should probably put in a waiver claim on Eklund. I'll get 3 games, Monday, Wednesday, Thursday from him. And we'll see if anybody listening from this decides to outbid me. I'm not even going to tell you how much I'm bidding on him. The other thing for next week that kind of sucks is there's only one game on Sunday, and it's Utah-Toronto. And that means if anybody needs a point or two on Sunday, like if there's multiple matchups and multiple teams vying for that, it's going to be a race to the wire at 3 a.m. Eastern Sunday morning to grab the very few relevant Utah and Toronto players. I don't even know if I'm going to bother saving a move for Sunday. I often like to, because most matchups are decided before the Sunday games. And then I can use that move for next week versus using it for this week if the matchup is close. This week, I may just blow all my moves before Saturday and not really worry about what could happen on Sunday if I add, you know, the entire Toronto Maple Leafs fourth line and Steven Lorenz gets me 3 goals. If that happens, someone needs to like buy me a lottery ticket. Last thing I'm going to do for this week, though, is give you a Sunday savior or two. There's a good number of teams playing Sunday this week. Looks like Carolina-St. Louis, Nashville-Vancouver, Rangers-Seattle, and Vegas-Washington are the games. I think there is a decent amount of value to be gleaned from the Seattle Kraken. I know this may be a bit of a homer pick. They don't score much. They haven't scored much. They are playing the Rangers and presumably Shesterkin. It's kind of nice when a lot of the like line one, power play one players on a team are unowned. Like, you just have so much upside on that stream, even if they can be frustrating and get you zeros. From the Kraken specifically, it looks like They are leaning a bit heavier on the top six currently, with Eberle out and Daniel Sprong playing. Sprong only played 10 minutes. I would not be adding him. Although he did play on the second power play unit. Jaden Schwartz played 21 minutes, 40 seconds today, had six shots, power play one. Oliver Bjorkstrand's playing power play one. Bjorkstrand looks like he's 55% owned. Jaden Schwartz is only 6% owned. Chandler Stephenson is so frustrating because it's clear the coaching staff trusts him a ton. He's getting tons of ice time, but he's getting really tough minutes and not putting up points because of it. I actually think he's been a decent glue player for us, but just no scoring potential. Andre Burakovsky got a point today. Now, let me see the line combinations. Schwartz, Stevenson, Bjorkstrand. That looks like a second line. Burakovsky, McCann, Beniers. So if you want the attachment to Beniers and McCann, maybe you look Andre Burakovsky. The Gord line scored twice today. Or you have someone like Adam Larson or Riker Evans for the hits. Yeah, that's a Sunday savior. I'm going to go with Jaden Schwartz as my final answer. But the Kraken in general would be the team I'm targeting tomorrow. With that, I'm out of thoughts and out of time. So hopefully this helps you for next week's matchup. Feel free to tag me in the channel if you think I missed something or was overly pessimistic about your streaming options for next week. But I think that's the big takeaway is add your fourth defensemen, add your second goalies, take some time to reassess your roster, and keep an eye on if you have Tuesday, Thursday open, because Tuesday, Thursday are not particularly busy this week. You may just have roster spots on those days and can pretty much stream anyone at that point if it's a two-game stream for Tuesday, Thursday versus for Monday, Wednesday. That's all there is to it.